In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. John Zmirek is in the middle of a project, so we're going to move on without John, which is fine. He joins us most every week, so we'll let him slide this week.
Okay, staying with the business thing. Do you mind if I take it to the political? Or you want to wait on that?
No, we can take it to political, but real quick, I don't know that we ever fully answered what type of businesses will do well coming out of COVID.
Oh, let's do that.
We never really finished all that. We kind of started a little, but we never got done.
Only thing is, I want you to hit two things. What kind of businesses and what kind of business models? Because maybe you have already have a really good restaurant, right? And it's thriving in an area. You've survived COVID, and now you're coming out of it, and you're thinking, hey, you know what? I'll open three or four more around the city because so many restaurants are gone. What kind of model helps you do that?
Model for that restaurant, you mean?
Well, business. I know you believe all restaurants are a death trap, but let's just.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said all restaurants are a death trap.
No, I said I would never own one. There's reasons for that. They're very volatile. What, Charlie? Oh, yeah. Charlie says I should do a pokey restaurant because I love pokey. Yeah, true. True, Charlie. Yeah, true. Okay.
You love pokey restaurants?
I love pokey. Period. Yes, but I'm not a cook and don't have any desire to do that.
What is the stuff with the broth? What is that one called? Pokey, but
I don't know.
You know what?
Stuff with the, I don't know.
Yeah, those Asian restaurants with the broth, a ton of broth, and you put the hot pot? No, I'm missing it.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm missing the
I have
the
no
term.
Idea.
Anyway, okay, so you got a great restaurant. First of all, what would you recommend as a business model for expansion coming out of this?
Well, first of all, if that restaurant that you own doesn't run itself with you not being there, you can't open a second one.
True. Very true.
Period. So that's the number one thing I would have to ask somebody is you're looking to open a second restaurant. Great. Does yours currently operate without you? Because, by the way, you can't be in two places at once. So if it doesn't, it's going to fail.
Yeah.
One of them will fail.
You're going to find yourself watching people who, gee, I knew Bob for 10 years. I knew I could trust him. Really?
That doesn't work. So again, going back to what you just said, if you've got a really successful business, you made it through COVID, you're thinking, maybe I should open two or three more. This applies to restaurants or anything else, by the way.
Auto parts store, whatever.
No matter what. Doesn't matter what business model it is or what business it is. If it will not run itself without you being there, you can't open a second one.
Okay, what else? Okay, let's say you've got a good person in place, though, and they do a good job. You see they can lead, they can motivate the team. You're good. You want to expand.
Okay. Location, location, location. You better go find a location that you think is going to work for whatever it is you're trying to do. Now, that's for the retail end of things. Retail does require great locations. In fact, I think that's why some restaurants, I mean, not only have they not made it because they've been shut down with COVID, but some of them probably weren't in great areas to begin with.
Do you see these malls as being desperate enough to cut better deals coming out of this?
They're going to have to, Andy. They're not going to have a choice. Are they going to be mowed over?
So maybe you've got opportunity in that way.
Potentially, although I think malls, and this, by the way, COVID is just escalating what we knew was coming in the mall end of things before COVID ever hit. Malls have to reinvent themselves.
Right.
People were not going as much to the mall. I mean, the Black Friday thing that we talked about with Jordan Goodman and the fact that it went down, guess what? It was down some last year without COVID. So the reality is COVID, all it did was just stick a nail in the coffin that was already coming to a lot of places anyways, and shopping malls being one of them.
Black Friday had already been hurt by Black Monday.
Cyber Monday, you mean?
Cyber Monday. Yeah, whatever.
And all COVID did was speed all of that online buying up to the point where people finally figured out that, wait a minute, if I don't really have to go to the mall to buy something, I won't.
Okay, but there is pent-up frustration. People do want to get outside their homes again. They want to get out. They want to live life again.
I saw that Sunday at the mall.
Exactly. So they want to get out. They want to live life again. What do you provide them coming out of there?
That is like the million-dollar question.
It is, because it's a trillion-dollar industry that's coming, whatever it is. I'm telling you what, there is big money about to pour out into entertainment outlets or into buying outlets of some sort.
And I do think I still think that there are particular industries, even in the retail world, in particular industry wasn't the right, it didn't say the right thing, particular items. For example, I don't ever see car buying going totally online. And I realize that's the Tesla model and so on, but I don't see car buying ever going completely online. Why? Because people want to touch, feel, smell, drive, see what the interior feels like. Too many things that need to go on agronomically with you individually to buy a car online, right?
Yes.
So that's one of those items that you're never going to completely eliminate a dealer network in doing, because you need the dealers for the people to come and drive the car.
I got to see it.
Right. Got to see it and drive it, smell it, touch it, everything. Right?
Yes. Okay. Here's another one. What about...
And by the way, I think clothing is another one of those.
Oh, yeah. I can't get a pair of jeans online.
You
I'm sorry.
Can, but
I know, but come on. They fit everybody differently. It's not going
to
work out.
And by the way, I just experienced that, because I went to the mall. I was going to buy a pair of jeans. I didn't feel like waiting in line, so I ordered them online. They showed up. I've got a new pair on today. And guess what? Had I tried them on in the store, I would have probably bought something different.
Okay.
Am I 100% happy with my purchase? No, I'm not.
Okay. Here's
an example.
Yeah, great example. Here's another one. Colleges, universities, my gosh, they are plummeting. And the product they're putting out, people are realizing more and more in the corporate world, I hire these people, they're no better than somebody without a college degree. Why am I bringing this person in who's only going to be demanding raises three times as fast because they got to pay off their bills? Okay, what about tech schools? So someone says, I want to open
tech schools being on the rise.
I want to open a tech school for plumbing. I want to open a tech school for this or that or whatever. Would that be a business you could see taking off?
Yeah, and in fact, I could see that being one of those areas. We should talk to Jordan Goodman next time he's on in January and just say, you know, are there, I don't know if most of these tech schools are any way, shape, or form public or corporate owned or however that works, but I could see corporate ownership of tech schools booming in the next 5-10 years. Yes, I could. In fact, I hope they do, because we need them.
Oh, yes. I think that those are the kinds of things that could take
off. And the reason why I say I hope that it's more of a corporate realm, because I've got a lot of experience with tech schools coming out of the industry that I came out of. And I will tell you right now that one of the biggest weaknesses in the tech school world is the inconsistencies. The fact that one tech school does things one way, another one does it a whole nother way. You might get a great candidate from school A and a crappy one from school B. And by the way, you're probably always going to get good ones from school A and crappy ones from school B, because school B doesn't do it the way school A does. There needs to be some greater consistency in the tech world when it comes to the training we're giving. And that is an area where a great corporation could come in, set that table straight, make it so that it's uniform across the board, and we'd be much better off if that would happen.
Okay, one more example break. Oh, yeah, totally makes sense. Absolutely. One more example before break. Home gyms obviously have taken off because, people can't go to the gym.
Time.
However, people miss going to the gym.
Yes, because they like that camaraderie.
But there is the concern, my goodness, are these liberal mayors and governors just going to be shutting down gyms every time I turn around?
Yes.
Can I trust having a gym membership going forward?
No.
So where is the in-between here? Because people miss the gym, and a lot of these home gyms are too expensive. Could somebody come up with some kind of idea to fill that gap?
I have an idea.
What?
We'll come back and talk about it.
Just eat a lot?
Hold that thought. No, we'll come back. I know I have an idea. We'll come back and talk about it.
All right.
Okay. We'll come right back. Barber's Foods, by the way, coming up next. Greg's going to join me tomorrow, by the way. We're going to talk about clean meat. What is it? Is it healthy? Is it not? Where does it come from? How does it work? But in the meantime, if you need anything from Barber's, give them a call today or go online and order. You can do it one of two ways. You can either call or you can order online. They've got some great Christmas specials going on right now, even some great gift options, whether it's for you and other family members or corporate gifts as well. Just go check them out. It's barbersfoods.com. Again, that's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
It's nearly Christmas, and Barber's Foods has some great gift options for corporate giving or for your family members. Their Surf and Turf gift box features 3 whole Alaskan sockeye fillets, 4 Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye steaks, and 2 tenderloin steaks. They also have many excellent Wagyu steak gift boxes with ribeye steaks, tenderloin steaks, flat irons, T-bones, and tri-tip sirloin roasts. They've recently added their Beeler Family Christmas Morning Breakfast gift box, which includes the best-tasting non-GMO natural bacon, sausages, brats, and hams found in the country. For the hard to shop, they offer gift cards that you can buy at barbersfoods.com and print at home for easy delivery. It's their Colorado-owned and operated company mission to connect you to the families that raise the food they source. They look forward to serving you the best quality meats found from families they know personally. For December, on all new orders, shipping is free. Visit barbersfoods.com, discount code BEEF.
All right. Flesh and Beck is next. Kevin Flesh, anything you need when it comes to insurance or getting somebody to respond properly to you, and any legal matter for that matter, Kevin can help you with. It's F-L-E-S-C-H, fleshlawfirm.com, 303-806-8886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room, needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills. All because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Geno's Auto Service, get that vehicle ready for Christmas. A lot of you will travel over Christmas despite what the government may say. Make sure that you're in top working order. Geno's can do that for you. Keep in mind, that's a time of the year where typically you can get involved in a either cold weather, snow, whatever. You just want to make sure you've got a vehicle that is up to speed and gets you where you need to go. 303-794-6700 or go to ginosautoservice.com, and that's Geno's with a J.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy asked me before we went to break, what do I think on the gym side of the fence? How do you combat COVID and all of what's going on? In fact, I think a way to even combat it right now, and I don't know that this is, maybe this is being talked about, maybe it's not being talked about, but why don't people do gym co-ops?
What do you mean?
Okay, so you, I, Charlie decide we want to really go to the gym, but we don't want to buy a gym membership because we don't know what the future of gym membership even looks like and whether the gym will even be open in 6 months. But if we all together and 100 of our favorite friends bought or leased a space and it was private and we had memberships that were privately owned to go to our gym that we owned, those same rules that I believe are going out right now for the retail gyms don't apply.
What if you're in a rural area, mm-hmm, and a bunch of you in an area decided, hey, let's take a barn or something like that. You could turn. No, I'm serious. You could. You've seen barns made into beautiful homes.
Of course. Okay.
You could turn the barn into a gym for the area. We all pay into it right up front. And this is going to be a place, and we're not going to tell each other to wear a mask.
And you would literally have to, you'd run it just as a co-op. You'd have to have ownership in it, and depending upon what that, you know, is that ownership $100, $500, $1,000? I don't know, but there's got to be a way around the current restrictions on gyms by doing what I'm talking about.
Okay, now take it beyond gyms. What about co-ops on a lot of things?
You could do that.
It's almost getting to the point where citizens who are conservative are going to have to form their own little governments, right? And I don't mean in your neighborhood, because your neighborhood is a mixture of liberals and conservatives, but I mean citizens who are conservative. Maybe they're bound together by their church, or they're bound together by their party, or they're bound, whatever,
right.
Okay, by their Tea Party group. They are going to have to start coming together, pooling their resources, and having a place they can, say, work out, or a place they can do this, do that, because otherwise they're never going to know that they've got something that can't be shut down.
And by the way, those kind of already exist, and I'm just stealing the model off of places like the Elks Lodge and places like that, because essentially that's what those guys have been doing for eons,
Reiners
and so on.
I know, but it's so rare.
I know.
So what about that?
So why not bring those back?
Maybe that needs to become less rare.
Thank you. Yes.
Lodges and things like this. Maybe, John, those need to become less rare because, and by the way, you've got all kinds of shells, buildings of empty restaurants, places that have been closed down that right now can be had for cheap. Okay. And so you get a bunch of these people together. They say, hey, we're like-minded. And they get this place together and they can maybe have that place fill several things. It could have an exercise area. It could have a restaurant. It could have a lot of things. And they could say, hey, between you and me, this place never shuts down.
Yeah, you could do that. These are models that I think, and believe me, we're not the only people out there talking about these things. I'm sure there's people out there much smarter than you and I that are probably talking about these very
things.
John,
there are no people smarter than you and I.
Well, maybe not, but is it?
Wait, Denise is.
Denise, I think, is smarter than us. Denise, welcome.
Hey, good evening, guys. No, I think you guys are pretty darn smart. But my daughter and her husband, they took their shed, emptied it out, and made it into a gym.
Nice.
Awesome.
It is nice.
Nice. Good now, for them.
John and I are just asking for a friend here. What do they charge?
I don't know, but they like to make money.
That's
so
good.
I might...
Well, I think Denise, what they've done is just sort of a microcosm of what I'm talking about that just happens on a little larger scale, where instead of just having some personal items for you know, and your wife or your girlfriend or kids or whatever it happens to be, you just do that on a little bit larger scale. But it is so, you know, it really is driven by not membership, because I don't think you could call it that, but it's driven by ownership. And if you own a piece of it, if you lock the door behind you, how are they going to shut you down? It's not open to the public.
I have no idea. What they're doing right now is insane. But I love the idea. I haven't been to the gym in months because I can't breathe in a mask when I work out.
And I would venture to guess, Denise, that you are much like many other people, where if you for a whatever that number happens to be, I mean, people spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on timeshares all over this world. If you had the ability to buy a timeshare gym, I guarantee you could sell those as easily as you could go sell a timeshare membership.
That is a great idea.
Would be no different, basically, than what you're doing there.
Pretty much.
So, anyways, food for thought. Denise, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
You see, I told you Denise was smarter than us.
Way smarter than us.
That was a good idea. I like that.
No, I'm just throwing ideas around, folks. But, you know, there are ways to have, because if I'm not mistaken, and I'd have to go look at all the you know, draconian laws, or they're not laws, by the way, the draconian policies that we have in place right now here in Colorado in certain cities, and whether or not they apply to private ownership. My guess is they can't control anything private ownership-wise, and furthermore, I don't think you're going to find a cop in this entire area that would show up and handle something if the door is locked in front of them.
Well, they can forbid any gathering of certain amounts, but once again, who's going to make it happen?
No one. Even the cops have said, we're not doing that. We're not going to run around and make sure you've got too many people at Thanksgiving.
But here's the problem. Karens. You got the neighbor who will report you for having fun, for enjoying life. She saw someone smile, and so they call POLIS, and he dispatches the brown shirts, and they come over and, you know, put you in a death camp somewhere.
No, to your point, liberals hate having fun.
Yes.
It's the NFL. It's a no-fun league.
Exactly.
That's a true liberal mantra, is we don't want you to have fun.
The NBA, by the way, sorry to get a little off track here, but watching it, and this is why even the liberals were turning it off. They couldn't take it anymore. You know, I just would see some of the, you know, highlights and so forth, and just Black Lives Matter everywhere. All their jerseys had sayings on them and this kind of stuff. And it was just like, I was thinking to myself, my goodness, I was raised an atheist. The idea of going somewhere where everything around you was a sermon.
You're on overload at that point.
Overload.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about not fun. The NFL is a riot.
Yep.
Compared to the NBA.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little more about this. Enchanted Kitchens is up next, folks. And it's not Enchanted Chickens. It's Enchanted Kitchens. But you could maybe fix that Enchanted Chicken in the Enchanted Kitchen.
I think you could. You got to talk to them about this. There's a franchise possibility.
There is, enchantedchicken.com. No, anyways, 303-376-7588. Find Enchanted Kitchens on klzradio.com.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable interest mortgage, where you can get that Enchanted Chicken kitchen all done up and ready to go.
Exactly.
Kurt will help you with that. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500. That's affordable interest mortgage.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, a good shop, you do have a choice in where you get your vehicle fixed. If it's been involved in any kind of an accident, fender bender, you name it, you can go to a good shop. Don't let the insurance company tell you where to take your car. Take it where you want. And again, that's at a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Liz Mayer joining us now. Liz, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I should say tonight where you are.
Yes, indeed. That's true.
It's way past. It's almost my bedtime where you are.
That's an early bedtime. But it's definitely running off on the children.
I don't know. It's getting close for me. I mean, I'm getting old. I don't stay up as late as I used to.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so what's happening on the East Coast? Anything good?
No, I'm not sure that good is really what we're doing right now. I think that there's a lot of focus on transition things with regard to the presidency and nominations that Joe Biden is coming up with. And he may be getting himself into a little bit of a pickle with some of these people, it looks like.
Give us an example.
Well, I think the most notable example is his nominee for the Office of Management and Budget, Neera Tanden. Somebody who's been very embedded in Hillary Clinton's world for a long time. Used to run the left-wing Center for American Progress think tank, and is going to probably have some issues, not just because she has picked major fights with the Sanders wing of the party, and those people really, really, really hate her with a passion, but also because she's kind of got this scandal in her past with regard to how she managed a sexual harassment claim. Or set of claims at the think tank that she headed. And I think that that's going to make for some very problematic stuff in the course of hearings, and not just for right-wing senators who want to take her down, but, you know, potentially for a broader spread than that.
Okay. And I have not been following some of that like I should be, but I have seen some of the, you know, some of the, the what do you want to call it, the kickback, I guess you could say, from some of the things that he's mentioned. Do you think he's actually appointing people that are competent at the jobs he's appointing, or do you think he's just doing it for eye candy?
I think it probably depends a little bit on the job, and that's probably true with every administration. There is some grievance, certainly, over what he's trying to do with regard to his Secretary of Defense, and people's mileage may vary. This may actually be an area where conservatives tend to agree with him more than Democrats do. But he was heavily considering Michelle Flournoy, who is a woman who has a lot of experience with regard to defense matters, ultimately passed her over in favor of an actual serving officer and somebody who is an active duty military member. And so that's going to be somewhat controversial because, you know, obviously when President Trump did this with Jim Mattis, he had to go and get a waiver in order for that person to enter and serve as a cabinet secretary. That's not typically how it's done. Usually people have to be out of government for a certain amount of time before they're allowed to step into that role. And now it looks like Biden kind of wants to replicate the Trump experience there. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that one shakes out, because right now, one of my home state senators, very, very liberal, Richard Blumenthal, sounds like he is very, very up in arms about this and is going to create a ruckus, as are other liberal Democrats. They don't like the idea of there being more than one of these waivers that's been done in about a decade. And so Biden may encounter a little resistance there. But I think the Neera Tanden nomination is kind of the one that's there ready for Republicans to sink it, probably with some Democratic votes if they want to. Because really, if you go back and you look at this scandal, you've got somebody who is heading a major think tank who pretty much one of the core problems was she literally walked into a room with all of her staff and outed the person who had made the sexual harassment complaint, which is like a very obvious no-no that I think most employers and most bosses know that you don't do. And, you know, she's supposed to be this sort of, you know, huge progressive icon. You would expect her as such, I think, to be a little more sensitive to that. Yet this happened. And so I think that's a real problem, because that's not about her being extremely liberal or a policy agenda. That's just about basic competence. And when you're heading the Office of Management and Budget, I don't think you can put somebody with that track record in that role. I just don't think that works.
But Liz, I want to talk about somebody who is really liberal. Let's talk about California Attorney General Xavier Becerra as the next Health and Human Services Secretary. Give me your thoughts there.
Well, I have many issues with him that are actually unrelated to his policy record, although I know a lot of people are taking issue with that, too. Full disclosure, I have several clients who have had reason to scrutinize his record and take issue with many parts of it. But I think fundamentally, this is not somebody who has a lot of experience with healthcare execution.
No.
And he's proposing elevating him to this role in the middle of a pandemic when we're trying to unroll a vaccine to 300 million plus people. And that is a really questionable move. But if you go and you look at his record as Attorney General of California, there are a lot of things there that are very contradictory to what appears to be the Biden agenda. You know, there was news today about an antitrust lawsuit that was brought privately as a class action, I believe, by David Bowie's big super lawyer, and resulted in a $2.7 billion payout from the blue insurers. I think it's really notable that Xavier Becerra never pursued anything with regard to antitrust to the blues, even though there are two California blues that are implicated in that lawsuit. That doesn't look like a great record for your incoming HHS secretary to have, particularly when there are a lot of concerns that people have out there about the cost of insurance because people are continuing to pay normal premiums, but they're not utilizing the healthcare system because of COVID, right? Having somebody who looks like he went easy on insurers is not a good look to have in place. You know, he also pushed an antitrust bill in California last year that seemed to explicitly leave out a major insurer and would have prevented vigorous enforcement action there. And so, you know, regardless of what one thinks about antitrust laws and where they should be used and how they should be used, that just doesn't really sit well when you consider that Biden is ostensibly trying to shore up the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. And one of the only ways to do that is keep insurance costs down because they've been too high. We all know they've been too high. And if this guy is taking a pass on antitrust action that could force those costs down and leaving it up to David Bowie's and his fellow trial lawyers doing class actions, that just seems a little remiss, in my opinion.
He's a scary guy. And also, you know, just to look at the abortion thing, just because I know it's a big thing with him. Look, we understand anybody Biden brings in is going to be very, very pro-choice. I understand that.
This Probably, guy's, yeah.
But this guy is radical. I mean, this guy literally scares, this is hard to even believe, he literally scares Susan Collins of Maine. He is so radical. I mean, we're talking he is huge supporter of late-term abortion, even after-term abortion. I mean, this guy, he goes after pro-life activists. It's really incredible. He's very aggressive.
Well, he also, I think Susan Collins is going to have a number of issues with him. I think this insurer stuff and the antitrust stuff is not good. I think the fact that his office signed off on a major merger that benefited his wife's employer is not a good look. You know, the fact that he said he recused himself, but he never said why. I mean, that's not, that doesn't look particularly good. He obviously is pretty left-wing. That's true. But I think, you know, fundamentally, when you get back to it, this is somebody who's proposing to take over HHS, and he's actually whiffed on quite a bit with regard to healthcare, and he's proposing doing it in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, I understand the desire to make the cabinet look like America, as Biden has put it, but I have got to believe, and I don't think I'm the only person who would say this, I have got to believe that if you wanted to put a Latino in that role, there have got to be more qualified Latinos in this country than this guy.
There have
got to be. You know, he's, in many respects, I think Biden probably dodged a little bit of a bullet when, you know, this guy was trying to lobby for the AG position. It's particularly good that he's not got that, because that would have him having jurisdiction over a lot of antitrust matters. And one of the things that I find most damning about his record, although it's completely irrelevant to HHS, is, you know, you will recall there was an antitrust lawsuit that was brought by, I believe it was attorneys general from 48 states plus some territories. And that was brought against Google. He wasn't one of them. That happened, and then he took time and time and more time before he ever got around to pursuing Google. And I don't think you have to be a particular genius to know that there were issues there that most people on both sides of the aisle consider germane and should have been investigated. And this guy was just so far behind the curve. And, you know, I don't know if that's an issue of, you know, preference for home state corporations. I mean, Google clearly has operations in a lot of places, not just California now. I think it's just that he wasn't very good. He's not been very good at his job as AG. And so I'm not sure taking somebody who hasn't been very good at their job as AG and then installing them at such an important department at this particular moment is a really good move. There's got to be somebody else who's better for this job. There just has to be.
Do you think he cares?
Biden or Becerra?
Biden.
Biden.
I think if Biden were aware of some of these issues, I think he would care, particularly the stuff that I'm talking about with insurers, because I think Biden really does, you know, in some respects to his credit, he does believe in a private insurance system as opposed to Medicare for all like Bernie Sanders does. I think what they did with Obamacare was incredibly flawed. I mean, I would never argue against that. I mean, I would never have voted for it. I thought when Mitt Romney came up with it in Massachusetts, it was awful and was writing about it and inveighing against it in 2006. But if you are Joe Biden and you really believe in expanding coverage through an existing insurance system, I understand where you come down on this. But I think it's very difficult to say that that's a priority for you and then put somebody like this in the job. I just think those things are incompatible. But I also strongly suspect that Joe Biden isn't spending the time that my opposition researchers are looking at this guy's record with regard to whiffing on an antitrust lawsuit and leaving it up to David Bowie. Like, that's just not what the president-elect right. is doing. So, right. you know, so it may be up to senators who are on that health committee who are going to be involved in the confirmation process to raise this. But I do think, you know, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, all three of them are on that committee. All three of them are probably substantially more interested in saving the ACA than I personally would be. If it were up to me, I'd flush it down the toilet. But I don't think that's their attitude. And so I think things like this are going to become a real question for him in the course of those hearings, because it doesn't really look like he's doing what's needed in California to try to uphold that system. In fact, there are things that he's done that probably have helped erode it. Which, you know, I don't know. People say he's had a record of being a very vigorous supporter of Medicare for all. Maybe there's an ulterior motive here that might need to be explored, too. I think it'll be very interesting, though. You know, Senator Rand Paul is on that committee. He is a doctor. He knows a right. great deal more about the healthcare right. system than most of these people do. Tim Scott is on that committee. Tim Scott has a background in the insurance industry, if I'm not much mistaken. And I think that between those senators, he's going to be dealing with a committee that is probably better versed in a lot of these issues than some other nominees. Mm-hmm. So he may not have an easy ride. I hope he doesn't. I hope he has to answer questions about these things because, you know, personally, I don't want to drift towards single payer. And the only way that yep. that works is if we actually have a, you know, a functional insurance system.
Well said. Liz, as always, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was good to talk to you.
You bet. Have a great night. Liz Mayer, again, Mayer Strategies. Novus Auto Glass is up next. And no matter what you've got going on with your vehicle, you need to see clearly through the windshield and have nice headlights. They can do both of those. And don't forget, if you've got a crack, they can fix it. A chip, they can fix it. Or replace your entire windshield and calibrate it after that replacement is done as well, if necessary. RushToReason.com/Novus is how to find a location near you. And it's Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at RushToReason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Extreme Auto Repair, where in December you get a free tow if needed. Don't forget also the $50 Cooper Tire rebate. Find Extreme Auto Repair by going to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. So, in Minnesota...
Yes?
Christmas light display is shamed for harmful impact to community.
Okay. What was wrong with this Christmas light display?
I couldn't help but notice your Christmas light display during these unprecedented times. We have all experienced challenges, which casual words just don't describe what we're feeling. The idea of twinkling, colorful lights are a reminder of divisions that continue to run through our society, a reminder of the systemic biases against our neighbors who don't celebrate Christmas or who can't afford to put up lights on their own. That was the letter that was shared by Crime Watch Minneapolis. We must do the work of educating ourselves about the harmful impact on outward-facing displays like yours can have.
That's insanity.
Somebody got a letter that had a Christmas light display.
Okay, but you got to admit, liberal Santa's even better.
Liberal Santa, explain.
Okay.
This is pretty good, actually.
This is a viral video. It shows a liberal Santa making a young boy cry because the little boy requested a Nerf gun. And the guy said, this is a quote, "No guns, not even a Nerf gun," Santa can be heard saying. "Nope, if your dad wants to give it to you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you." And he says, "You can put an eye out," or something like that. And then the kid starts crying, and Santa's like, "Don't cry."
So guess what? As any great business would do.
Oh, yes.
Capitalize. Hasbro, the maker of Nerf.
Yep.
Ended up tweeting back out that, hey, you know what? Here's an address. You all can buy Nerf guns and send to this kid if you so desire. Awesome. Good job, Hasbro.
Oh, I know. And the kid was, of course, sent
of
a
course,
Nerf gun package.
Probably. From Hasbro, most likely.
Now, personally, if I were the kid, you know, I was that age and I asked for this and this Santa said this, my response would be, I know what I want. I want a man for Santa. I want first a man's.
First of all, you can't even sit on
I
their
want
lap.
A male
you're,
Santa.
You're sitting in this stool like 5 feet away from Santa.
But seriously, man card gone for an eternity.
But okay, just
how could you tell a little kid?
You can't. Okay, but just
ahead,
real quick
ahead.
As a side note, I thought Santa was this, you know, mystical, forever, you know, all being creature that had the ability to know whoever's been naughty and nice. So, but COVID can affect Santa?
Apparently.
Get where I'm going with this?
Yes.
I mean, we're so stupid. It's ridiculous.
We don't want you to give Santa COVID because that would stop the holidays.
This is just so dumb.
This is so stupid. I mean, my gosh, I still think, you know, just lather Santa down with lots of...
Just squirting down with some Lysol and let him go.
Mommy, why is Santa all shiny? Well, honey...
I mean, I get the fact that you're trying to, you know, keep Santa safe, but...
Sure.
I mean, what else do you do? Put a plastic Santa up there and, you know, talk through a microphone? What do you do?
Well, you can't say ho, ho, ho,
so
because that's like coughing.
So they're all getting their Santa pictures with the kid on the bench in front of Santa.
Are you serious?
I could actually maybe be a Santa this Christmas.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have to hold any kids.
And nobody's on your lap.
I mean, for you, that'd be like being jolly.
You don't have all this, you know, slobbery, you know, nastiness from some kid that just crawled up on your lap that's drooling all over you. I'm so bad. I'm sorry.
You are bad. You know, any year, not even this year, you would have the kid hosed down before they can come up to you.
Probably. I couldn't be a Santa. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest, folks. I can't do Santa. I can't be that guy.
But you
I can be the Christmas light guy, but I can't do Santa.
You can
I'm surprised
be the
I haven't got a letter
guy.
Yet, by the way, because I do the Christmas light thing. I do it all up, big time.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, there's a parade of cars that go through my place and leave. Charlie says, shame on me.
Well, we did an ad for, not an ad, but we had Bandimere calling because they're doing their thing, yeah. You know, where you can drive out there and go through all their lights.
Kind of have like a mini Bandimere.
I know, but I'm just kind of wondering if anybody's going to send letters to Bandimere for being too happy and jolly.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten these letters
yet. Deeply offensive, John.
I was the top post on Nextdoor.
Were you really?
Yeah. Told people come by, drive in, no big deal. Yeah. Yeah, it's top post.
I'm gonna leave a letter. I'm gonna.
There you go. I mean, it's
gonna
go
be
back
very
to this
angry.
Letter. I mean, we've gotten to the point where people are sending letters because a guy's got Christmas lights up.
Do you think
how white of you to do that?
Do you think it was this Santa who did it?
Oh, could have been. I don't know. Possibly. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people. You just can't make this stuff up. I've never heard of anybody getting a hate mail letter for putting up Christmas lights. Have you?
No. I'm afraid not.
It's just unbelievable. All right, we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Purifoy Chevrolet, by the way, where you will not get hate mail from Purifoy. Go out there, buy a car, enjoy yourself, have fun. It's like going back in time to buy a car. Literally, I mean that. It's like going back in time. 303-659-8311. Find them at purifoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yeah, folks, we've come into a whole new era when we have to send letters about Christmas lights and that's just, more of a chasm by having the lights up.
Remember the movie Planet of the Apes? We're living on Planet of the Karens.
Oh, we are, too.
It is Planet of the Karens. They've taken over.
Literally, we've let them loose, and they're just on the run.
They have us like slaves in cages.
Oh, it's unbelievable, Andy. Literally, the Karens are like ruling the roost right now. They love it. They love this.
They do. They do.
They are just rallying in this.
You know what the Karens were doing until this point? They were always the slow person in the left lane holding you back because they loved being able to hold people back. That's now they've gotten an entire society given to them as the left lane.
Oh, and they write checks in that lane, by the way, checkout lane, by the way.
Oh, yes, they do.
They do, too.
Planet of the Karens.
We are now living in the Planet of the Karens. I hate to say that, but you are right. All right, tomorrow, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Julia Corse will join us. Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods will be with us as well. We're going to talk about clean meat. Tom Woods, who, by the way, is a talk show host of his own kind, by the way, and he's the guy that did the great speech on COVID that I played not long ago. He's going to join us tomorrow. And then, of course, Richard Battle, who's got a great book. In fact, I read his book on vacation. Great book. And he's just a great guy. We'll talk to him tomorrow as well. So enjoy your night, folks. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, myself, Andy, and Charlie are out of here. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.